Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can get Judge Trent Acosta and Sherry Carter to get us back on schedule. No pressure.
I'll take that as an invitation. So we were tasked, our subcommittee was tasked with making recommendations to this committee pertaining to allocating funds from the Improvement and Modernization Fund first and the Trial Court Trust Fund. And the recommendations are found in your materials at page 41 and following. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Stephen Chang and my able co-chair, Sherry Carter, to make whatever comments they would like to make. But I would like to just make these preliminary comments. First, Zlotko began the meeting today with a discussion of the critically shrinking balances in both these funds. Something that was made painfully aware of us at our meetings and our most recent meeting in October. The challenge, of course, was for us to use these diminishing funds to meet what are absolutely critical needs of all the trial courts in the state. There were recommendations that were made. Many of them were technical. We were able to make recommendations to save some money, but the key challenge for us in this subcommittee, and I dare say for the branch going forward, were the challenges presented by technology. And in this recommendation, you will see that we are actually asking for an increase in spending for technology of about $6.8 million, and that would be added to money already approved by the council from the IMF in August. I just want to say that we were persuaded in our subcommittee that the need is real and the need is great. We received a thorough briefing on technology, and the gist of it is that there simply are courts that have critical technology, their networks, their infrastructure security that are at risk. The equipment is at end of life, and if that equipment should fail, the courts could experience really catastrophic results. In addition, there are concerns with security. The security needs to be continually monitored and updated, and outdated security could make the courts vulnerable to all sorts of cyber attacks. And, of course, we feel duty-bound to protect whatever information is entrusted to us. And then there are equipment, software, that simply are out of warranty. And the cost of replacing that equipment, of repairing that equipment, becomes exponentially expensive. So given that we know these facts to be true, given that we know that all of the courts, to one extent or another, are experiencing similar problems, our subcommittee felt that the branch as a whole is going to have to make some policy decisions. We are well aware that there are at least three major committees working on technology issues, and we are working sort of concomitantly with them. But the gist of it is we are making a suggestion for one-time funding, sort of bridge funding, until we can get a comprehensive strategy. So with that as prologue, that's the trailer to the movie. I'll turn it over to Sherry if you'd like to make any preliminary comments. And then I'm going to ask Stephen if he would address some of the technical recommendations that we're making.
Well, with your permission, I would suggest that we hold off on one for the end,
and that we ask Stephen to cover 2 through 9 because they'll be easy to go through.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll give you a little bit more background on the recommendations, the rationale for recommendations 2 through 9. Recommendation 2 related to allocating for this fiscal year $719,000 from the IMF for the workers' compensation reserve is that at the beginning of this fiscal year, the AOC staff, particularly the legal services office, did not believe that there will be any settlements related to this issue this fiscal year, so that it didn't have to be an allocation request to the council. But in fact, there has been a settlement that's taken place already with the County of Sacramento in that amount to address tail claims for those employees that used to be part of the Sacramento County but now are trial court employees. They may have retired, actually, some of them, but there are some tail claims related to employees that used to be county employees that became court employees. And so there is a recommendation that we fund that for this year. It's a liability that the branch has to pay for. It's already been settled, and that needs to be paid for. For number 3, there was a typo, and so the subcommittee was very gracious to ignore the typo and say, okay, but you didn't actually intend to have an increase, so they decreased it to the level of $90,000 that was actually intended to be requested. Recommendation number 4 is to fund the judicial partner outreach and e-services project at a level of $385,000 because they're unfilled positions they're not anticipated to be filled in next fiscal year, so they're anticipated to be savings. So the need is actually $229,000 less than what they had anticipated back in September when the subcommittee first considered some of this information. Recommendation number 5, the California Court Protective Order Registry, the recommendation is to increase that funding level to $701,000 and by doing so not fund activities related to optical character recognition functionality in that particular system. Recommendation number 6 is to decrease the funding for the data integration program to $4.086 million, to decrease it by $2.9 million from the initial projected need. At the meeting, it was at that time discovered that the need would be $2.9 million less than what was initially anticipated. Recommendation number 7, the subcommittee felt that the enhanced collections program was probably best funded out of the trial court trust fund rather than the improvement and modernization fund. So the recommendation is to move $625,000 of costs that support AOC staff from the IMF and move it entirely to the trial court trust fund. Recommendation number 8 is actually not only a decrease, but to eliminate the employee assistance program for bench officers for Superior Court judges. The current proposed allocation was $47,000. Now, the intent is the two reasons, I think, for this particular recommendation. One was that the usage was very low to begin with. And secondly, those judges that would still like to participate in the services can do so through their court's program. Even though they're not technically trial court employees, they can still probably participate through their court program. And so there's a sense that this program is not needed and that the services can still be provided for those judges that do want that service. And then the number 9, there was, again, a typo, and so the allocation that's being proposed was indicated in the material is $100,000 less than it was intended to be, so the subcommittee was willing to make that adjustment to reflect what was actually intended to be the funding level. And number 10, I guess you're going to cover that, Sharon?
Well, I thought 10 was somewhat related to 1, and nice. So I thought we could probably talk about those together, if that's okay with you, Judge Trenacosta.
Fine. Mike, Planet?
I've got a question about number 2. Has the Workers' Compensation Reserve historically been the fund from which failed claims have been paid?
Yes.
As opposed to the litigation management fund?
That's right. It's not actually, the name is a little bit misleading. It's not actually a separate fund. It's just monies that we've set aside previously in the Trial Court Improvement Fund, now in the new Improvement and Modernization Fund. One reason why we felt it was okay not to put it at zero, even though it was possible that there might be liabilities, there might be a settlement occurring this year, is that we knew that the fund balance would support it. If a settlement were to occur, we knew that the fund balance was there. We also had the appropriate expenditure level to do so. We just wanted to be more realistic in our planning, but fortunately, or not unfortunately, but the settlement did occur this year.
Second question, are there other Sacramento. Talking about it's like a tender.
There, even about a year ago, there were about three or four counties that we thought there might be settlements with.
That we move, we bring all their
so we didn't expect it to happen this year. We thought it might happen next year, but one of the three or four occurred this year.
Stephen, is that the workers' compensation fund from which they're talking about us borrowing if we're stripped of our reserves?
No. So that is the current judicial branch workers' compensation fund, which actually supports all of the branch and all the trial courts except for, I think, now just one that's not participating in that program. It's only for the claims once they became trial court employees or branch employees. This is only dealing with the liabilities associated with when they were county employees and any liabilities or costs associated with that.
I think it's worthwhile just before we go into the net result of the recommendations, even the numbers 1 and 11 that have not been discussed, is that if everything is adopted as it is, we have a $4 million shortfall in the 14-15 fiscal year in terms of our fund balance. And so we will in the IMF. And so we would need solutions, of which to some extent we will discuss in number 11. But this again is something that the administration raised in terms of looking at the IMF. They mentioned that as being a fund for technology and innovation, and they mentioned that they'd like to work collaboratively with the branch on seeing how that fund could be used to meet technology needs. This might be in some way a foreshadowing of their position on any of our technology funding requests as they may be submitted shortly to them. But we do have issues there. I think globally, when we did all of these actions and made these recommendations as a subcommittee, there was a sort of a catch-all end comment that said, but we kind of have to hold these in abeyance until such time as the budget, we see the budget, what it means, because it have different implications. And so I don't want to get into the details, but so we recognized where we had put ourselves, but we felt like we needed to look at the budget, what it meant, and how do our overall branch funds, what availability do they have to manage this fund going forward. So hopefully that's, okay sort of intro before you get into the specifics about the technology issues, Sherry.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. I do think you have started a little bit into 11 and 12, and we can go there, but I was wondering if anybody was going to make any type of a motion for 2 through 9 before we got there, but perhaps there's still questions.
Judge Cope or David?
Well, I just wanted to move approval of 2 through 9. Let's get us started.
Any further discussion on that motion?
I need to know what Justice Corps is.
What is Justice Corps?
Oh, Justice Corps. It's a it's part of the AmeriCorps program. It's where interns serve at this point mainly three courts and provide different services to the public. There's matching grants, so the branch contributes a certain amount of funding, and the AmeriCorps, which is a nonprofit organization, I believe, also contributes.
It's a match. It's a match grant program.
And they provide services to the court.
Pro-per litigants.
It's part of the Access to Justice Initiative.
Yeah, it's a grant match.
All right. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion's approved.
Do you want me to talk about that?
Yes, please.
Okay. It might be more expedient, Judge Earl, if we do 11 and 12, because I think what Judge Trent Acosta and I would recommend is that we refer this back to the subcommittee on a very quick basis so that we can start looking at how it would look to move all of the automated accounts to the IMF and shift those things that are not automated related perhaps back to the trial court trust fund and kind of come up with what that would then look like. Because we started that dialogue. We don't know what the impact would ultimately be both on both of the accounts or to the various courts. And so we, I would suggest that we refer it back to ourselves.
Yeah. Just so you know, I mean, I mentioned this issue of this $20 million that moves from the IMF to the trial court trust fund. There are automation expenditures in the trial court trust fund. And so what is the interaction of sort of cleaning up, putting programs in the right place? What is the impact of potentially moving the $20 million back into the IMF? How does that help? How does that hurt on the trial court trust fund side? And so we've had that discussion. And I think at the subcommittee, I also raised the issue that the Department of Finance, and I think I mentioned it this morning, is concerned about us using this fund to cover trial court cuts. And so it's likely that in this discussion that the administration would like to have with us is that they will be raising the issue of this $20 million coming back into the fund. Mm-hmm. David, yes.
So one of the things that you shared with us earlier is the tenuous condition of the IMF. And certainly in the discussions that we've had in our internal committee about looking for solutions for this structural problem, it doesn't obligate the action to occur, but rather suggests that this body review different options available to enable that to occur. So if those recommendations are two that I would recommend approval.
11 and 12 or
11 and 12.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Second.
I think Judge Clay got in the second. Let me just clarify on 11. We would request the AOC identify operational impacts of moving the costs back to IMF and not transferring the $20 million. That would initially come back to the subcommittee, and you'd bring it back to us at a subsequent meeting?
Yes, because there will be movement on both sides. Because right now the Trial Court Trust Fund does pay for some automated accounts. I would imagine those should come back over to the IMF, where the $20 million would move back over on that side, and there might be some other adjustments. So I would say yes.
If there is still, after looking at that, if there still appears to be a deficit
in
IMF, would your subcommittee then make further recommendations on how to square that?
If that's the charge, then yes, we will.
There will be a deficit. It may be a year beyond what it is projected right now. I've already done the math. There will be. And so we do have a problem.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion to approve recommendations 11 and 12? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion's approved.